AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Israeli army says ground forces are expanding their activity in the Gaza Strip. A Palestinian telecom provider says internet service in Gaza has been cut off by Israeli bombardment. The AP's Karen Shamas reports the humanitarian situation in Gaza is getting worse.
In Khan Yunis, in southern Gaza, residents look through the rubble of what used to be their home. Soad Abdullahadi sits helpless and confused in the wreckage. She tells the AP, "This is our house. Where should we go now?" The misery doesn't end there. World Food Programme Director for Palestinian Territories, Sama Abdel Jaber, says any 2 of 24 WFP bakeries are still functioning.
People are risking their lives and queuing for hours.
Israel's defence minister says it will continue its siege on Gaza with an upcoming long and difficult ground offensive in its aim to destroy Hamas. I'm Karen Chamas.
In Lewiston, Maine, the shelter-in-place order remains in effect. Robert Card is still at large, the man accused in the shooting deaths of 18 people Wednesday night. Maine Public Safety Director Mike Soschuk says there is a lot of work going into this search.
Every minute that this goes on, we're more and more concerned, because what's the next thing that's going to happen? And we understand that. And that's why we're working 24/7 to bring this individual to justice and to try to bring some closure.
Audio from WCBB. 8 murder warrants were issued for Card after authorities identified 8 of the victims. The government says consumer spending was up last month, but consumer prices rose as well, a sign of inflation. PNC Financial's Gus Fauché says it's a sign of a strong economy right now.
They've been buying a lot lately, and so they've been saving less. That obviously is unsustainable over the longer run.
Minnesota Congressman Dean Phillips has announced he's running for president, the first elected Democrat to challenge President Biden. This is AP News. New York Congressman George Santos was back in court.
Santos has pleaded not guilty to revised charges accusing him of several frauds, including using credit cards belonging to some of his campaign donors to make tens of thousands of dollars in unauthorized charges. The New York Republican had already pleaded not guilty to other charges first filed in May, including applying for and receiving unemployment benefits even though he had a job. A tentative court date has been set for next September. Santos, who is free on bail, has denied any serious wrongdoing. I'm Shelley Adler.
Pope Francis is ordering the Vatican to reopen the case of a well-known priest artist, Marco Ivan Rupnik, accused of sexually, psychologically, and spiritually abusing adult women, and remove the statute of limitations that had previously prevented a church trial based on their claims. He was declared excommunicated by the Vatican in 2020. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.